USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris has tested positive for COVID-19. The White House says that Harris, who is fully vaccinated and double boosted, was experiencing no symptoms. The vice president has not been a close contact to the president or first lady due to both of their travel schedules. She will follow CDC guidelines and the advice of her physician. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki also saying that President Biden was tested for COVID Monday and the result was negative. Gas prices are rising for the first time in nearly a week. AAA station survey finding the national average price for regular up 1 cent to $4.13 a gallon. The national average is up 3 cents a gallon over the past week. Worth noting, this time last year, the average price for a gallon of regular was $2.88. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
A federal judge is ruling against the Biden administration.
A federal judge in Louisiana has sided with GOP-led states in blocking the Biden administration from rescinding Title 42, the Trump-era pandemic policy that expels migrants out of the country without letting them seek asylum. The decision from Judge Robert Summerhays, a Trump appointee, is temporary. The broader suit, initially filed by Louisiana, Missouri, and Arizona, accuses the Biden administration of not allowing for a comment period on Title 42's revocation. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Pilot shortage is hitting nearly every airline. Contributing to the problem is not enough new pilots moving from smaller regional airlines to the major carriers. The lack of pilots is causing cancellations and delays and forcing airlines to hire buses to replace planes for shorter routes. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 809 points to close at 33,240. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Secretary General of the United Nations Antonio Guterres is visiting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow to discuss the war in Ukraine. Secretary Guterres says there is an urgent need for humanitarian aid in Ukraine.
The United Nations has repeatedly called for ceasefires to protect civilians and to facilitate a political dialogue to reach a solution. So far, that has not been possible.
He says he is proposing a humanitarian contract group to create effective humanitarian corridors. Three suspects are in custody as San Jose police just found a kidnapped baby after a 20-hour-long search. The 3-month-old child was taken from his apartment complex Monday while his grandmother unloaded groceries. San Jose Assistant Police Chief Paul Joseph explains what contributed to his department finding the baby.
There was a whole bunch of information. The neighborhood was canvassed. We looked for video evidence. We looked for witnesses that saw different things. So it was a variety of factors that helped us solve this case.
The baby is in good condition but was taken to a hospital for precautionary measures. Tesla CEO Elon Musk's bid to buy out Twitter has been fulfilled for approximately $44 billion. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, reacts to Musk's acquisition of the social media platform.
In many ways, Twitter has been a dark, dark place. I hope it doesn't get any darker.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.